Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past week, we finished up our Wide Open World series and took up our Wide Open World offering. And we were taking some time really at the end of our day on Sunday. And I want to do it again now on the Drivecast just to be thinking about and praying for someone in your life. Sometimes we use the language, who's your one? Thinking about one person in your life that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus and beginning to pray for that person intentionally, that God would work in their life and give you an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus to them. Psalm 66, verse 5, this psalm is sort of a call to all the nations to come and to worship the Lord. And Psalm 66, verse 5 says, come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. Come and see what God has done. The devotional this week does a fantastic job, if you're reading along in the devotionals here along with the Drivecast, just how it kind of notes that this happens multiple times throughout Scripture, where Philip in the New Testament, in the Gospels, goes and invites Nathanael to come and walk with him and come and see and meet Jesus. The Samaritan woman invited her neighbors. She says, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. This past Sunday, we used the example of the demon-possessed man that Jesus healed. And he says, Jesus, let me come with you. And Jesus says, no, I want you to go home and tell your own people. Tell your people how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. And it says that he went away back to his home region and he proclaimed Christ. He was a herald for the gospel and proclaimed Christ to those from where he was from. And I think these are just great examples and really illustrations for us to look in our own lives and say, hey, we've got a story. You've got a story of how God has worked in your life, how he has brought you from spiritual death to spiritual life. If you've trusted him, doesn't matter what your background is, whether you got saved at 6 or at 60, you have a story of how God has brought you from death to life, how he forgave you of your sin, how he washed you clean, and how he has made you into a new creation, and how he is shaping you more into the image of Jesus. That is worth sharing with other people. Jesus is worth sharing with other people. And so I want to give us some time right now where you could begin praying for one person in your life that doesn't know and love Jesus. You would pray for them now, and also pray that God would give you an opportunity to just be a part of helping that person take a step toward Christ. And that may be a conversation with them where you get a chance to share your testimony of what God has done. Maybe it's an invitation to church. Maybe it's an opportunity where you can serve them and they know you're a Christian, and that opportunity to serve, just that act of service, would be one of those moments where they see your good works and they glorify your Father in heaven. But let's just take a moment to pray together and to take time to pray for that one person in our life who doesn't know Jesus. And certainly you can pray for more than one, but I just, if you're not in the habit of praying for anyone who doesn't know Christ, let today be the day where you start. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you that you have saved us, and that also you've saved us to then send us back out into the world, into our spheres of influence, to be a part of showing people who you are and being folks who represent Christ to other people, who share the message of the gospel, the good news, both in our words and also in the things that we do. And so, Father, as we take a moment, will you just put people on our hearts, brothers, sisters, friends, family members, coworkers, classmates, God, people that we have a relationship with who don't know you, and put a good burden on our hearts for folks who don't know you and love you, that we might begin to pray for them and give us opportunities to help them take a step toward you. God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now and pray for that one person.